Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria and Polokwane 26, Mbombela 25.
Crown delays. M2 westbound towards Main Reef Road and Clayville. We've got delays on the R21 south because of the roadworks restrictions before Olifantsfontein Road exit.
We start in Bronkhorstspruit, where 25 learners have fallen ill after allegedly consuming snacks purchased from street vendors outside a local primary school. The children were rushed to hospital earlier today. Here's the Gauteng Education spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
School officials acted swiftly after the learners began exhibiting symptoms of illness, and they contacted the emergency services where these learners were then transported to Zitobeni Clinic. As it stands, about 22 learners have been discharged. Meanwhile, one learner remains at the Zitobeni clinic receiving necessary medical attention.
Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie has responded to criticism over the costs of his trip to the Olympic Games in Paris. Earlier this week, News 24 reported that more than 800,000 rand was spent on McKenzie's travel and accommodation costs. But the minister held back, saying he was merely doing his job.
And I'm still going to go to all the sporting events, because that's government. Now you want to portray me as a person that's taking a joyride. That thing you can do with other ministers, you've chosen the wrong one. Because I'm flying first class all the time with my own money. And now I must fly business class. So it's not an upgrade for me, it's a downgrade.
McKenzie gave an update on his first 100 days in office as part of the Government of National Unity. President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's a general positive outlook on the future of the country from investors. Ramaphosa made these sentiments at the South African Auto Week opening ceremony in Cape Town this morning, delivering the keynote address. The president says the automotive industry has demonstrated resilience.
Through our support programs and master plan, we have striven to ensure that the automotive sector is stronger, globally competitive, and transformed. Through the Automotive Master Plan, we aim to increase the industry's contribution to global production and increase local content to about 60%.
The ANC in Limpopo is set to host a memorial service today in honour of the late Tito Mboweni, the former governor of the South African Reserve Bank and former finance minister. The memorial service will be held in Mboweni's hometown, Tzaneen, with ANC National Executive Committee member David Matlobo expected to deliver the keynote address. President Cyril Ramaphosa has granted Mboweni a special official funeral category 2. And the South African Advertising Regulatory Board says it received about 600 complaints about misleading ads. In August, the board ruled against Total Energy's sustainability ad citing misleading content. Here's the board's CEO, Gail Schimmel.
I would really like to encourage consumers not to believe anything about making lots of money from foreign exchange without doing a lot of research, and generally investment scams. And this is something we really are asking consumers to look out for and to be careful about how they respond to that advertising.
I'm Chanel Septima, and I'll be back with more news on Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Touch on nights when I'm hollow.